This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. David's with us. David, in Springfield, Missouri, I saw a fire truck. This is a 35-foot-long fire truck, weighs about 30,000 pounds, costs about, just under $1 million. It belonged to the city, and three guys got out. They were in black uniforms, and they pulled up to the front door, blocking everybody from getting in to the business. They pulled up right to the front door, you know, in the no parking zone, the fire zone. And they got out, and they started walking around the store, and I happened to be there. And I heard the ringleader of this three-person gang. And they were telling the manager, the store manager, that they're just updating their records. They were snooping everywhere. Okay? Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is it seemed to me that having a 35-foot-long, 30,000-pound fire truck with three big guys getting out in uniforms, you know, telling the store manager that they're just updating the records, that's pressure and intimidation. The reason I'm mentioning this is, do the cops do the same kind of thing? Intimidation.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, even when they're off duty, they consider themselves never off duty. And like my father, what he would do is he would put his holster in the window so the other officers would see the holster. Or if people were walking down the street, they knew he was a cop, so they wouldn't say nothing. If he would pull and cut somebody off. In the Chicago area, nobody wanted to mess with cops because they knew what would happen if you ticked off a cop. I mean, I knew people that were thrown in the water, in the lake, by cops. you know, and so they would. Here's the thing. Chicago is different than the federal government when he went to the federal government. When he was in Chicago, things were different. There was, like, his group of guys. They were the guys to go to when something needed done or a problem needs solved, that they didn't want, they needed it done a certain way. Okay, let's just say a rough way. He even had somebody that was upper in the area, in the community, that ran the university, would come to him. He said that he would tell me all, well, he comes to me because he knows I will do the things nobody else would do. And so there was different, they didn't really get all kinds of things for, in bonuses and things for how many people you would pull or things like that. I didn't see, what I was aware of and seen is all the things they would confiscate, the cash, the money, those things, that's where they accumulated a lot. And then, now, the federal government, when he went to law enforcement and transferred to there, and it was because of me is why he left Chicago in the first place. But he went there. That was a totally different situation. That's where everything they take, everything they pull over, even if they don't have the case, they confiscate the property, period. And if the case is not even something where the federal government would be involved in, they will call around and ask any other department if they want the case. But they would still keep, his department would still keep the property. They kept so much property when he wound up starting there and showing them how to do this. They built a new building. They had to build a big holding area to hold all this items they compensated, but he still had that issue where he still did the under-the-table stuff. For example, there is an example for you. He would tell me that he worked in Arizona, Nevada State, and he would have to take a trunk full of marijuana to California. And I'm like, wait a minute. Why do you have to take a trunk? Don't they have a destroying center somewhere in Arizona, Nevada? He wouldn't answer me why he had to take it to California. Drive all the way to California to take a trunk full of marijuana. Now, my assessment of that is they can sell it. Marijuana was doing medical marijuana. Well, they got to destroy it in Arizona, Nevada. So they taking it there to sell it. Other than that, there's got to be somewhere to destroy drugs or a holding area or somewhere in Arizona and Nevada. Now, that's my opinion about it. He would never tell me why he was taking it all the way there.
Okay, so to add more to that discussion, do you believe that cops take guns from law-abiding people, illegally steal the guns, meaning the cops illegally steal the guns, and then give them to their friends or keep them for their own purposes or sell them? Do they do that?
I witnessed that. It's not do I believe, I witnessed that. So, that's not, for me, that's not a thing of whether they do or don't. I've seen it. I was standing right next to them in uniform when they were selling guns to pawn shops. So I don't, it's not whether I wonder if it happens, I've seen. So that's not a question for me.
It's interesting that you mentioned pawn shops because I've heard the same thing, not fourth, fifth, or sixth hand, but second hand. I heard from a guy who said that, yeah, the cops sell guns to pawn shops. He knows this to be a fact, that the police steal guns from people, and then they sell them. And, you know, I think it's because the police don't want their names to be seen readily. And the people who are bullied by the police are so intimidated, they don't pay attention to the person's, the cop's badge number or the cop's name if the name is available. Because cops generally do not want to identify themselves. Are you seeing that as well?
Yes. A lot of times he would take his badge or his nameplate off, but he would still be in uniform sometimes when he would do things like that. They would take their nameplate off and the badge off and put it in their holder that they would carry for the wallet. But they would still have the uniform on most of the time. So I can see that being a situation, this situation, yes.
David, we had some expos. We had seven preparedness expos, and there was one in Lebanon, Missouri. And on the day we were setting up for the expo, it was a Friday, and we were setting up for the Saturday-Sunday expo. So the exhibitors were setting up their booths, and the cops walked in the back door, the canine team. Two cops walked in the back door, and they were looking around. And I saw them, and I walked up to them, and I said, "Hey, so what's up?" They said, "We're just looking around." And I said to them, "I'll tell you what, guys. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we are going to consecrate these grounds as sacred Native American grounds. And you won't be able to be here after 6 p.m. tonight because the Native Americans have a treaty with the governments of the United States." And the cops told me that they're the cops, and they can do whatever they want. And I said, "Look, guys, if you want to come tonight, you're welcome to come off duty and out of uniform." And they told me exactly what you said. They think they're always on duty, whether they're in uniform or not. And they were gonna push their weight around. So what the cops did was they called the probably the police chief, and the police chief got in touch with the city manager, and the city manager got on the phone with me and told me they're in charge. And I said, "Well, you may be in charge, but I am the tenant and I am in possession of this city facility. And that's when they declared war on us. They sent the fire trucks, lights and sirens and horns, and they scared our guests away because it looked like there was a massive fire because they sent their biggest fire trucks to block the front door of the Civic Center in Lebanon, Missouri. That's what they did. They showed us who was boss. And then they sent the police. They sent the county police, the city police, and they were chest out, body armored, you know, squads of guys coming through just showing us who was in charge. So we don't have any more expos because, you know what? We're not going to deal with them. We are not going to allow the city to charge us rent and then push us around and scare our guests. Literally, they scared our guests. People came from many states and left because of the oppressive nature of these costume-wearing thugs. Any comments on what I just said?
It's just not surprising. I will say, of all the times that I've been around all my life, the only person that I've seen them take it on the chin so calmly is the black people in Chicago. To them, they just shook it off, and that's just the way it is. You know, they didn't get mad so much. Sometimes they got a little irritated, but to them, it was expected, and they just shook it off and went about their business, you know. And it's wrong, but that's the way they've had to live and grow up. It just seems to be more spreading to everyone else now. And now, I in my opinion, everybody else gets to see the way they've had to live. Yeah.
That's right. And it seems like there's two classes. And Rich Sheban says this very, very well. You know, we at the bottom 93%, and then there are those who make the rules and those who enforce the rules, and they're like one team. So you've got the police as the enforcing arm of the elite. Do you see that as correct, or is there something flawed in that logic?
Oh no, that's just the way it was. Like I said earlier, if something needed to be done, that's who they called. And they would just say, hey, keep this on the low, do it discreetly, and they knew exactly what that meant.
Now, does that mean blackmail? Does that mean threaten? Does that mean
they would start off usually with the roughing up stuff or in the threat.
All right, let's talk about how that works when we come back. So what we're saying is the upper part of society is telling the enforcers what to do. That's what we're talking about, the elite. The elite telling the enforcers what to do. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you're listening carefully to what David is saying, I believe you're hearing what I'm hearing. The things that you thought were happening are happening and have been happening. So, David, the question now is, who are these people who are driving the enforcers? What I mean by that is, who is saying to the enforcing team, I'm talking about the blue team, the cops, who's telling them what to do? These illegal moves, these things that are unacceptable to society, things that people thought before didn't happen. Who's telling them what to do?
Well, the ones that I was involved with were usually upper people in the community, but they were also, like, for example, the person that ran the University of Chicago. He's the one that would directly ask my dad to do things. In exchange, he covered up for what my dad and the university was doing to me. Other ones, there would be politicians, like for what happened at the state of Illinois when I worked there and was a student, one of the places they hid me at for a while. It was a politician. And at some point, at some day, if you have me on there, I would just like to discuss that, because there's a lot of children that were victims. And I would like to tell you the names of those politicians, so that when I was the whistleblower, I took the information to them, but they covered that up. And there is an actual article written about it, but they covered a lot of it up. But
David, if you'd like, you can name them right now.
Okay. The one politician that I first took the information to that said she would protect me and help me was named Kathy Randall. She was an alderwoman in Jacksonville. She was also a local president of this chapter for blind people. It's called National Federation of the Blind. I was to give the information to her and the alumni school president. I don't know if I could say her name because she was an actual politician. But I gave that information to them. Then I was contacted by a representative from a politician named Mitchell and Ryder. I was told that if I didn't play ball, things would go bad. And then it did go bad. And that's when they got a hold of my father. They made me sign, I had to sign a 5-year non-disclosure. Even though I reported some more things about what was happening at the students, still, I was told I would never be allowed to work again. And my father told me also that I would never be allowed to work again because I did not know how to shut my mouth yet. After all I've seen, there's things that happen and things that need to happen the way they do. And just like when I started working there, the politicians would try to force us to buy campaign tickets. Well, that's supposed to be illegal from my knowledge on state property and for employees, isn't it? I was told that was illegal. but yet, they were allowed to do it. And if I reported it, I would be the one that would be the target of all the anything. I mean, I was hit behind the head. I had grievances filed on me while I was there just for taking an eye drop for my eye. And I was not allowed to take it anywhere by the employee. Since I was one of those kids, I could use their bathroom instead. I was one of them. I reported a kid, a staff member. This kid suffered. He must have suffered from Crohn's, something like Crohn's, because he had a gas problem. Nice kid. Family must have been real care of him. He had nice clothes. Nice kid. This staff member had his hand all the way, the back of his hand was all the way up behind his back, all the way up to his neck. And this kid, I heard this kid screaming through my textbooks and my radio from college that I played in the hallway outside. And when I let him in the door, I shut everything off. And he took that kid. The kid was screaming in pain. He said he'll do what he wants. Just let him go. He threw him in the bathroom, made us all wait outside. You could hear him throwing that kid around against the wall, and that kid was screaming. And instead of reporting that, I was put in the office, in a conference room with that staff member and other directors, and I was bitterly, verbally abused. And nothing was never done about that. And this kid is a nice, I could probably say his first name. I won't say his last name. His name was Andy. He was there as a student when I was there. Good kid. But this happened to a lot of kids. Kids were getting raped there and they were covering it up. And that's just wrong. These parents send their kids there to trust them to protect their children. You know. And that's what they do. And they cover this up. And those are just some few things that were there.
We'll be right back.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It seems predictions of a slowing U.S. economy have been off the mark. The Commerce Department releasing first quarter GDP numbers showing the economy grew at a 3.2% annualized rate, well above the 2.5% growth that economists had forecast. The growth might even be more surprising because the first quarter included more than 3 weeks of the longest government shutdown ever. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders had a rally in North Texas last night defending his call to allow incarcerated felons to vote.
Once you begin taking away somebody's right to vote, you're moving down a slippery slope.
Five people dead after violent storms rolled through Texas and Louisiana, now heading into the nation's mid-Atlantic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
What?
You
got your
take my
when you got
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
David, you mentioned people being raped. Who was being raped? Who was doing the raping? Who covered up the rapes?
The school, the superintendent and the staff at the school, as well as the director of that department of the state of Illinois, they knew about it because they had meetings with us when I was a staff member there, and they ordered us not to discuss anything to anyone about it. So they did know about these instances. But usually, a lot of the things would happen. They would have kids from the city or problem. They had some problem kids there that were violent or would get into trouble, and they would send them to that school to kind of hide them out there for all kinds of reasons. And that's how I wound up being there, because my dad needed to hide me as a student. And the staff members usually would fall asleep at night so the kids would be able to do whatever they wanted. And some of these kids were up to 21 years old. They were not young kids. So whenever something happened, they just would keep it hush-hush. They would report it to the staff, to the main office, and the main office would be the one that would keep it quiet. Rarely you would see a student sent home for a week if that happened. I personally sat there when I heard about it happening, and I'm like, they should be thrown in jail. I don't care who, but they didn't want to lose that head count. They did not. Every time, every head count, no matter what it is resources.
When you say resources, you're talking about that institution being paid per head.
Yeah.
That is theirs. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the more they would have there, the more resources they would have. And every year they would have, which I found this out later, they would have to blow those resources. And I've even seen them burning things still in packages, which is disturbing to me. We had people that were involved in politics, and they would just show up to work, and the personnel office wouldn't even know they were working there now. and this, that's just it's kind of shocking, you know. So eventually they told me how they got their jobs and how the whole political system did the work around getting how people got appointed to state jobs. You would think it's due to their education level or their knowledge or their abilities, and no, it's campaign. It's how much they paid for the job. And that came right from these individuals that would tell me this stuff. Because they would talk about it in front of me, or I would hear them talking about it because they didn't get the promotion they paid for yet. There would be, you know, things holding it up and things. And I felt bad for the people coming off the street taking the interviews thinking they had a chance, you know, and I felt bad about that because they didn't, you know, had no chance in the world. The job was already appointed before it even went on the board, you know, the boards to put the announcement. But that's what it all came down to when I went to be the whistleblower, that a lot of that information was covered up, and they wound up being covered up for jobs and promotions. And that's what wound up, you know, being covered up about it. And, you know, I got out of the area because there was nothing I could do. I had several threats. I mean, I had my dad on me threatening me now, so I had to think about my family and, you know, get out of there. There was nothing I could do. You know, it's upsetting. Now, some of these kids were molested. I believe one kid 9 times, and they knew about it. And it's sad because I've seen this kid when I was coming back from psychology class, because I'd take class during work and come back, and I went through the dorm. And these teachers were making fun of him, touching his face, because this kid would just go crouch down in fear. I mean, he was terrified. And I'm like, what happened to him? And you think this is funny? And to find out they knew the whole time. And from what I understand, it's in the magazine article that somebody wrote. It's on in a National Federation magazine, where that parent had a court case. They didn't have all the information. All they did was say that kid was molested in the elevator. Well, the elevators are only in two buildings. Those are the school buildings that were closed at 5 o'clock. This stuff happened at night. There was no elevators in the dorm. They said somebody locked them in the elevator and did it in the elevator. Them buildings are closed except for Monday through Friday during school time. And they're always there with staff, period. There is no elevators in the dorm at all. They should have had access to that stuff when they were in court. Never did. My dad said they would never let me in court because they were worried. The state police and the police that were involved were worried I would talk about the other stuff because they were still looking for me at the time. They've still been looking for me. I'll never be free. And I think he's right. I will never be free.
David, you mentioned interviewing for a job. So the way I'm understanding what you said was there are jobs posted, civil service jobs, government corporation jobs, and the candidate had already been selected. It's an inside job, as I'm hearing you. They already knew which crony was going to get the job as a favor to someone or a repayment to someone. So someone was going to get the job through the inside track. However, they acted as if there was a bona fide job posting, and they would interview candidates, and none of those candidates would get selected or hired because they were already going to hire this person through the inside track. Is that what you were saying?
Oh, yeah. Because it has to be, the process has to be gone through and completed. That has to be done.
But before the
jobs were even on the board, they already knew who this job was going to be for.
Right, right. So you've just exposed what many people believed to be the case, and there you have it. David,
I threw you through hinge there, and I apologize.
David, are the cops weak of character?
The cops that I see nowadays, they seem to be the bully that just wants the power, and he's willing to keep that power by doing whatever he's told to. And maybe that is weak, because he don't have the strength to say this isn't the way it's supposed to be. There is some out there, but the problem is that the code of silence is so strong, they're not going to risk their families and come out and say anything. And in a way, I understand that. I've seen it. I understand it. Let me ask you this question. What would you do if you were shot, you got two bullet holes in you, you wake up in surgery, and then you have another officer telling you what's going to happen to your family, your children, if you don't change your statement? Then what do you do in a situation like that? You know, those are the things that would happen, and it has happened. So you got the whole families involved, not just the guy on the street with the badge. So they got to save everybody.
So you're talking about levels of threat here. So let's discuss this. What are the levels of threat? So when somebody at the top, we'll just call them the elite. So the head of the university or these politicians go to the enforcers who happen to be the police. What are the levels? What's the first thing that happens? What's the next level of escalation? What's after that? What's the first thing that happens?
Yeah, usually the thing that I've witnessed, which I've only witnessed so much back then and what I was told afterwards, was the officers would just start harassing them by pulling them over, things of that nature, trying to find nickel and dime, like, okay, we think you have this, or you crossed the line on the road here, which you really didn't do. They would just put on the pressure that way. Then they would target the rest of the family if it was serious. And God forbid, like this other situation where it got violent, then that's a whole nother level where then it's already went to that final point where you either do it or you're done. And at the outcome at that stage, it's always, well, we didn't know, or we had a bad intel, or we had a bad tip, or we feared for our life, or they made a move and didn't comply quick enough. And it's always explainable off to that way if it gets to that point.
David, I was in a... So what you're saying is, first thing that happens is you get harassed. The second thing is you get a threat against your family. And then the third level would be somebody would die. Did I get that right?
That's what I have actually witnessed. I'm only telling you I'm not saying all the cases are that way, but I'm saying that's what I've witnessed.
David, I was at a gun show many years ago in the Commonwealth of Virginia, decades ago. And when you walk into a gun show, the regulars want their regular tables. So, for example, All the tables are numbered, and they're always numbered the same way. So an exhibitor would like to get his same table show after show after show. So the regular traffic, the guests that come in, know exactly where that person is to buy more from that person. And the tables that are unused tend to be in the back of the exhibit hall. So those are the ones that are left over, and so someone who may not be a regular would have the tables in the back. Well, in the back of this particular gun show, and it's a very large gun show in Virginia, there were a couple guys. And they looked like cops. They acted like cops, but they were not in costumes. And they were selling ammunition. They were selling cop ammunition. The ammunition was on the box for law enforcement use only. These were shotgun shells for cops. These were 9mm, 45, every caliber you can think of, including rifle. So rifle, pistol, shotgun, law enforcement only. And they were being sold at half price or less. Or less. And they had a table full of ammunition. And why is that? Was this stolen ammunition? Was this left over that if they didn't use it, they wouldn't get reimbursed, or they wouldn't get next year's budget for that much ammunition? Can you envision this happening the way I described it, or does it sound like fiction to you? Please let us know when we come back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David's with us. David, I mentioned an actual event that I was in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I was at this gun show and I saw these two cops, not in costumes. They were they appeared to be just two guys, large police-looking guys. They had the haircuts that you'd expect that they'd have, and they carried themselves as if they were the police, and they were selling police ammo, and they represented they were selling it, and it was from the department. Now, but they weren't selling it for the department. It looked like they were in business for themselves. Now, does that story sound, that's what happened, but does that sound like that's fiction, or does that jive with what you have seen?
That does jive with me, what I've seen, but I'm going to tell you, here's how I know how it works with, it used to work. They do sell, like, their old surplus weapons, but they all have to have a paper trail. So I've always been able, and people would go out with me, and I was always, being around cops all my life, all the time, I was able to pick them out. There's just something about them. I just knew right off the bat, even if they were in unmarked cars. And people say, how do you know? Well, I also went to a gun show down there in Missouri. You probably known about it. It starts with an R. I don't know if I should say the name of the area.
You can say it. You're talking about RK Prepper Show, right? Or RK Gun Show.
It was called Rutledge.
Oh. Okay, I thought it was RK.
It's a big hunting community, and in the summertime, they would have this big fair where they sold guns and even had an auction and everything there. I went down there. And these guys were doing the same thing. And you knew they were cops, but they were selling stuff that was actually illegal to carry. And they were promoting carry. And I'm like, wait a minute. I said, I don't understand. You guys, I could tell you're a cop. And he goes, how'd you know? I said, I could tell. I said, but you're wanting people to purchase these things, and you're encouraging them to carry them and how to carry them. It's almost like they're wanting you to buy it so they know what to look for if you're out on the street, and then they know what to look. And then you get arrested, and they get an arrest off of it. And they get a record. They get to put you on their accomplishment. But the thing is, I've seen them people at the gun shows also selling guns like that, and that you know they're cops. I don't care what price they're selling it for. I will not buy it off. Because I've seen
that happened to me. That literally happened to me. Mrs. Finelli was looking for a double action 45 made by Para Ordnance. And there was a guy walking around a gun show in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he had a pistol case, and it said Para LDA 45 for sale. And I didn't know if he was a cop or not, but he sure had the appearance of it. And I said to him, are you selling that? My wife might be interested in talking to you about that. And he said he was a cop. He was off duty. And he was selling it for a friend. That's what he said. And he said, now, she needs to have one of these. Do not carry it in her pocketbook. Carry it in a holster on her person because someone could take it out, take her pocketbook and have her identification and her gun. So he said all this. All made sense. And I said, well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And we walked away without buying it. So I felt so uncomfortable. I didn't want to do business with this guy because I didn't know if it was a setup or what. Because he said it was not his. He was selling it, but it was not his. He told me everything I needed to know to violate the law, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that's the most important thing that people can, I don't care how much you want that. They, if they're there to bust somebody, they don't care how they do it. If they're there to get rid of something for somebody that they've taken off them, what if that guy reported it and it's on a record somewhere? You're going to be the one nailed for it. And that's the way it's going to be.
I was at an RK gun show in Springfield, Missouri. And I was talking to a guy behind the counter. He was the vendor. And this cop walked up to him in plain clothes and said, hey, look, I'm looking for an auto sear for this particular kind of gun. And my friend started screaming at this cop, saying, that's illegal. Who do you think you are? You're trying to set me up. Get out of here. And my friend was screaming at the cop, who literally was trying to entrap a person. He said, I don't have anything like that. I don't want anything like that. Get out of here. That's what they do. Literally, class, I saw it firsthand. David, I'm looking forward to spending more time with you on the air. And I really appreciate your call today, this morning before the broadcast, and you can call anytime.
Okay, thank you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.